Our Lord says in the Gospel today twice that he wishes us all to be disciples, to be one, and also that so that the world may believe that the Father sent Jesus. As you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me. And of course, this unity that Jesus seeks, that God wants in the church, in our families, and in the world, and in our hearts, this unity is all based on, first of all, the love of God, our belief in God, the belief in Jesus, and in love for our neighbor that brings us together. Love brings us together. Love is a magnet. Love does not dissipate. And without love, of course, there is dissension, there's divorce, there's separation, there's strife, there's apartness. And so we need to have love, and love for God first. Our love for God, we know that God wants us to be together, and he wants us to get rid of dissensions, ill will. And so that's the first thing to do, is when there is not unity, when there is not love, to put it there and to reconcile if we have offended others, to reconcile with them, to apologize perhaps at times. And if we have been offended, to forgive and to seek unity, to seek this unity. And we see the dissension in the world and in our faith and our religions. We see dissension in families. And so there has to be this reconciliation and this effort to bring together. And we can do that right away. We can do that right away in our own heart, just by planting love there, planting goodwill, praying for our neighbor, everybody, everyone individually and collectively, in nations and religions and different peoples and different cultures. And this starts in our own heart, that goodwill, that praying. And so we see, of course, the need in the church. The church places and puts an emphasis today in this ecumenical efforts, which are always striving to find different ways to bring them all, you know, ultimately into the one true Catholic, holy Catholic faith. But there are intermediate steps that have to be taken, of course. And so we go with dialogue, with friendship, goodwill, reconciliation from the past, as the church has lifted excommunications and apologized for mistakes that members of the church have done in the past. So the laying the groundwork and friendship, and then reaching out to have different events. If we can't worship together, at least we can pray together. We can come together, eat at table together, dialogue together, and be friend. Lay that groundwork of friendship and goodwill, and then work together, and then work out our differences, and shine the light of our one true holy Catholic faith. And so all of this is based on our love for God, and we pray for this unity, because we know we can't do it ourselves in our own human efforts. God has to do it, and we pray for that Holy Spirit to come into the hearts of all, to bring us all together in Our Lady. Pray for that unity, for God to work it, and he wants our efforts, our prayers, to bring this unity about, which is so dear to the heart of Jesus and his Father, that we all be united in one, so that the world may know that God the Father sent Jesus into the world to save us, to bring us all together to our one true homeland, our family in heaven.
Christus.